We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
The fuck, Alf? Leave me hanging like that?
Huh?
You left me hanging.
What the hell just happened?
You looked all frozen and shit.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to stream the game on another monitor.
You Let son me stop. Of a bitch.
I thought this was a bit.
I was legit trying to watch the game.
I thought you were being Nate McMillan out there.
Just freezing under headlights. The spotlight. No. Deer in the headlights. That was Nate McMillan. Welcome everybody to Hangover Time. It's Drip Drop Friday. Hit a one time moose.
Woo! Gotta hit you one time with a drip drop.
As you can tell by my early show performance, I've been drinking since about 4:30. So,
fun.
Yeah. So, I won't remember any of this. So, forgive me for whatever I say, whatever I do. But speaking of forgiving me, because I'm about to go on a rant about your boy Joel Embiid. The reason we are late, because we were supposed to start at 10. We thought the show, you know, the game would be over at 10. And then we were looking, it was like a 20-point game. And it was like, you know what? Let's just start the show. The Hawks started to come back, cut it to 13 points. Guess what happens? This big old sloppy, floppy ass bitch, something, Joel Embiid.
Just
a sloppy fucking mess. Sloppy like a Real Housewife of Atlanta. Like, just a sloppy ass Negro. Damn. Messy as fuck. This dude, fucking messy. Just a fucking drama queen. You 7'8", bitch. Stop doing that shit. Golly.
Talk to my soul, Alf.
Oh, my. This dude, I mean, he was on the floor like 15 times in the last 2 minutes. Like, I don't understand what's going on with this dude. Like, you got an inner ear problem? Why the fuck you falling down all the goddamn time?
You say his balance off.
Yeah, you big, sloppy, stupid-footed, hockey motherfucker. I'm so tired of watching this from
you. Bustabule off track.
This old big James Harden ass cock in the head. What the fuck you doing? Just go out and play some damn basketball. I'm so tired of him. And listen, as tired as I am of him, I'm equally tired of this motherfucker Nate McMillan over here. You need to go back to the flat top and the supersonics, get the fuck off my damn TV. With your sorry ass fucking lineup. This motherfucker put out I will not even disrespect the G League with that fucking bullshit lineup he put out at the end of the third quarter to beat the fucking number one team in the East. Fuck is you doing? Why are you spending any time on the floor without John Collins, Bogdanovich, or Trey Young? And what did you do to get Trae Young loose after they showed you their hand last game? You do? Not a goddamn thing.
Not a motherfucker.
This is why they didn't extend your ass after you had one of the best records in the league, because they knew you was going to go out here and show your old flat top looking ass out in the playoffs. Let's take me out. I'm tired of this shit. I am trying to hate watch and be fucking petty and enjoy myself. And these motherfuckers ruining the shit for me. 18-point game right now. Oh,
get him.
Smoot-footed, bumbling-ass Joel Embiid talking about the man got footwork. Bitch, you ain't got no footwork.
Just spill over. He this big and just spills over himself. I don't get it.
And then he lay on the floor.
Flat-footed. He
gets the advantage of actual rule calls because he's sloppy. I hate it. Oh, God.
Oh, front-running. I can't stand this dude. Oh, knock-kneed. Oh, just anyway.
Woo. Why does he run like that?
I'm not trying to be this fucking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not
he
me.
Run like
he run like.
Like
what we say? He run like. No. What do we say? He run like.
Like a
grandma with a house coat on,
clutching her pearls, trying to get back inside.
Clutching her robe.
Yeah, because she missing that belt.
Because the belt is out of one loop. It's on one side.
And so she trying to call you in the house.
Yeah.
But and she trying to get the belt, but the belt off the loop, she can't get. So she just like this.
Would you say, come on in, Nathaniel? Baby,
Nathaniel.
I can't come too far.
Nathaniel. Benjamin.
Joseph. Wait, different neighborhood.
Get
sorry.
Your ass
different house.
Streetlights is on, Matisse.
God damn it, Hezekiah. Get your ass.
Walking up the stairs.
Don't tripping. Make me come out there.
Tripping up
come
the stairs.
Come on, man. Your mom's always tripping, man. In this fucking house.
Why your mom outside like that?
Why she look like that?
Why your mom always falling up the stoop?
Oh, nigga, that's where I get it from. Stop talking about my mom.
Your mom clumsy as fuck. Your old stupid ass mama.
Transition.
Goddamn.
Oh.
Someone said, damn, Al, if you took it back with Nate McMillan. I'm telling I remember the flat top from fucking NBA Live 98 and shit. Super Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Motherfucking can shoot. Can't coach, though. Can't fucking put it. I mean, that lineup, y'all. What the fuck? That lineup is what you. That's your starting lineup when you got the fucking East locked up with 5 games left.
Yeah.
In the regular season. That's a lineup you throw out on the fucking floor. And listen, can we be done with Lou Williams? Please.
It's been about done. Time. It's been about done. Time.
Like when he went and got the wings, I was done.
Lemon listen, pepper. Yeah.
Before the wings. Way back. I'm just tired of this Lou. The motherfucker ain't played defense since the mid 90s. The last motherfucker he played defense on was Nate McMillan. Okay?
And it didn't go well.
Not for Lou.
Not for Lou.
Motherfucker pitched to RJ Barrett in high school. Anyway, Brass, it's a drip drop Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Obviously, I'm drinking. I don't know about the rest of y'all. So I want to find out what everybody's drinking. Eric the Great in the chat says, what up, y'all? What up, Eric? We love you.
Hey, Eric.
Eric gave out 3 tier one subs.
Hey, Eric.
So we're about to reward that right now.
I was about to say Brass. Moose, go ahead. Hit him one time.
I'm going to get you one time. You know I'm drinking that monkey shoulder, but I still got some of this Harry Blues gin that we got to get out of here. So I'm going to hit you one time with a drip drop straight from the bottle.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, hot Moose. Damn.
Woo.
I love him.
It's going to be a long night. I am drinking Tito's and Sprite because I drank all my Crown yesterday doing Light Skin Opinions. Go ahead, by the way, if y'all are a fan of this show, check out Light Skin Opinions LSO podcast on YouTube. We just posted a new show last night. We talked about vaccination hesitancy. We trashed Joe Manchin. I forget what else we talked about. We talked about versus battles. How the fuck they got Bow Wow and Ray J on the next one? I'm like,
who the fuck wants to watch that?
No, it's over. It's a wrap.
It's over. I'm bowing out. I'm bowing out.
Romeo, you stupid. I hate you.
I thought Bow Wow and Ray J. Someone said Bow Wow and Ray J.
It was supposed to be Bow Wow and Romeo at first, but Romeo.
That's even worse. At least Ray J has one hit. Kim Kardashian.
He got one wish, one hit. Come on, let's go. Like,
listen.
How's that one hit?
Versus is supposed to be like, you're supposed to go 20 tracks deep.
Catalog. Yeah.
Everybody got that album, Moose.
You're supposed to have 20 tracks.
It's got a lot of plays, Tiff. It's gone around.
But yeah, go ahead and check out Life and Opinions LSO podcast. Go ahead and subscribe. you know, support my other project. I was gonna say projects, like I got anything else. Just that one. Just support that motherfucker. All right. Tiff, what you Bless. Drinking tonight?
I got brass. I got my fallback, my Tito's in line.
Love it.
That's it.
Brass, what you
Elf took over the branding here.
Yes. Brass, what are you drinking?
I got my heat floral shirt on. I made a nice shirt. Tropical drink. I made a Planter's Punch in my little Cthulhu glass here.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So much, Brass. We might have to have an intervention.
Just this, man.
Bro, you just got you have all this accoutrement to make drinks.
Yes, all of
I'm
these.
Here drinking out of an old Wet Willie's cup that my fiance brought when we moved in together.
Well, you know, you got two sides of the world.
Right. Yeah. That's
why we're in this, though. But we both get drunk.
I'm not judging.
We both get drunk. Listen, it's better than Frankie. Frankie was drinking out of cereal bowls in the middle of fucking
life. Yeah, what was that? He had like an entire bottle of wine, like in a Yoo-Hoo bottle.
Yeah.
He had like old McDonald's cups. It's like, what is
Frankie
happening?
Like the classiest bottle of wine out of the cups with two handles on the side.
He out here drinking out. Hey, Tiff, he was drinking out of them Country Crock tubs.
Oh, can't believe butter? It's not butter.
Yeah. You know the ghetto Tupperware?
No, that's
that we put our spaghetti in.
Yeah, right that's for the leftovers. That's good.
That's for the leftovers.
That Country Crock
that's
is
for the leftovers.
And it's clean too. Don't worry about that color. It's clean.
Yeah, don't worry about the color. Don't worry about that stain.
That's spaghetti sauce. That's just spaghetti sauce.
Yo,
that's
shout out to Lenny Leinster for giving out 5 tier 1 subs.
Damn, Lenny, go through.
Go ahead, Lenny.
Yeah, all right, you know what?
Going straight from it again. Gonna hit you one time, Lenny, with a drip drop.
This moose at the movies is gonna be fucked up. I'm just gonna tell y'all that. Brass dressed like he's attending a luau themed swingers party.
With the shorts.
Brass is attending a luau themed swingers party.
Drip drop.
Whoa, was that?
That's
me?
Gross.
I'm pretty fucked
up. Devon, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, we finished a bottle of Mondavi here.
That's
about done. So I have some Jack, some peach juice, mango juice, ginger beer, and some shots of Jack.
Nice.
All right.
There you go.
That's like triple fisted almost. Can you-
yeah. This is, like you said, been drinking for a while now. This Mondavi's out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye, Robert. All right, back to the basketball analysis.
Yo, fuck this fucking game tonight, by the way. God damn it. Like,
that fucking game was a long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Long time ago.
That was tonight?
Yeah.
Moose. Moose, you had some thoughts on Nate McMillan as a coach.
Well, okay, yes. We were talking about this before, because like I actually... I didn't really watch.
What?
I forgot there was a game tonight, okay? Yeah. I knew it was a drip-drop night. Forgot there was a game. But anyways, Nate McMillan, I think he's not a bad coach.
You had
I think
a Kevin Hart cadence to that. I knew it was a drip-drop night, but forgot it was a game. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Nate McMillan. Here's the thing. Nate McMillan. Good coach. Good coach, okay? But he can only handle young guys, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Okay. I can't keep that up the entire time. He's a good coach, but I think he's only good for like a young developmental team up to a certain point. He's not somebody that I trust in the playoffs to make changes or to necessarily make changes within his own team in the long run. Like, I feel like he gets stuck in his own ways, stuck with a rotation. And I don't even know what the fuck he was doing tonight. According to you, he was playing a bunch of G League players, but
they would have been good in like 2011.
Right.
The lineup he had out there.
Yeah.
So Moose, you basically say he's the Paul George of coaches.
Yes, he's the playoff P of the NBA coaching PA, whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know what's fucked funny, up. Brass? We have a live feed of Doc. Speaking of, overrated coaches and the like. Brass, are you ready?
Oh, for yeah.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, like, we were supposed to go to a live feed of Doc Rivers, his press conference.
Oh.
But it seems like he skipped the press conference and they're having a special, I don't know what you want to call it. There's a special meeting and they're live streaming it. of a bunch of coaches and Doc Rivers is heading up. I mean, Brass, you have the feed?
Yeah, I absolutely have the feed. This is the big deal. Other people aren't giving you this. So, yeah, but we can tap you into this. So, yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this meeting of the Overrated Coaches Society. I am this year's MC, Doc Rivers. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I know many of you either had to take a break from your vacation or in the midst, like me, of planning on taking one very soon. My wife wanted to change our plans, but you know our motto around here, no adjustments. Just kidding. We called this meeting to honor one of our favorite and most overrated coaches of all time. The man has weakened more knees than Instagram models. His name is Coach Tom Thibodeau.
Coach of the year, baby. I made the New York Knicks a 4 seed. Dreams really do come true. It's all because of me. Got nothing to do with the fact that this franchise had 9 months off before the season started. Good thing this team has a young core because, as you know, with me, players age like fucking milk. Speaking of fucking, it's great to be reunited once again with Derrick Rose.
Look at that animation.
Frank, I saw this person on MVP. Can you believe Taj Gibson is still playing basketball? He's older than the dirt in R.J. Barrett's baseball cleats. I've been known to run a young player into the ground in one season. And Taj and Derek have played with me on 3 different teams now. 3! I've never met 2 bigger masochists in my fucking life. Oh. As for Julius, this year's most improved player, when your shooting numbers crash back down to earth next year, I hope you can exchange that award for good health care plan because I'm coming for those knees, baby! But seriously, as every coach in this room knows, championships are made in the regular season. Postseason is just extra credit. Nobody fucking cares. Mm. And nobody in this room cares less about winning in the postseason than our next speaker, Mike
Jimmy Budenholzer. God damn it.
We called him on it.
Second round, we did it. Mission accomplished. We beat a team that went to the finals last year, so that's basically the same as beating a team in the finals. Adam Silver, I'm still waiting for my Golden Broom trophy. Is that not a thing?
The boom.
No.
Well, shit. All right, well, anyway, I guess I'll quit while I'm ahead then.
Thank you for those great words, Coach Bud. Your second round exits are truly an inspiration to us all. You embody the motto, no adjustments, none. Hey, all right, guys, thank you for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Brad, I see this. Danny Ainge 2.0.
Hey, security, get him out of here. Oh. You're not even a coach anymore, Brad. Get out of here.
Oh, Doc, you're so crazy. Stop it. I'm the former president of this society. Come on. Listen, guys. Guess who failed their way up? It could be any one of us, but it just happened to be me this time. Yay! Go Celtics! Anyway, I think you guys have heard I have a job opening. Now, of course, I got to hire a black guy for a year, but after this season, 2022, I got an opening. So, who wants it? Coach Bud, you want it? You? Huh?
I hate how
it's getting
peppy
pretty hot.
She is.
No. How about you, Tibbs? You want it? You want it? New York is not going to put up with this shit for too long. Do you want it? No? Doc, come on. Second time around? Okay, been there, done that? Okay, I get it. Ty Lue, I know you want the job. Come on over. It's the Celtics. Everyone loves the Celtics.
It's the Celtics.
So wait, nobody wants this job? Nobody? Oh my God, somebody, please take this job.
Oh man.
All right.
Wow, you're not getting that coverage anywhere else.
No, I mean,
unbelievable.
I can't believe we got that feed.
It's amazing.
That's what I was going to say. Feed. Like, just incredible job by our IT department. Way to hack into the mainframe.
I can't believe they keep having us back.
Hashtag that was streamed live on Crackle. I didn't know how.
I can't. Crackle's perfect for it because I can't believe that much mediocrity is in one ballroom.
It's one room.
Yes, it's
overflowing
incredible.
Overflowing with mediocrity.
One Marriott, you know.
That was a Hampton Inn, by the way. That was a Hampton Inn.
There you
Inn.
Go.
Yeah.
There you
not
go.
Even the suites.
No. That was not even Hampton Inn. Listen.
Can't even get that Marriott courtyard.
Spare no expense. Marriott courtyard? Who you got? Ooh, big money.
That's what I'm saying. Come on.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Mooster started talking about Nate McMillan, so I was like, hey, we do have something about overrated coaches. Tiff.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Your takes on Nate McMillan's performance tonight.
Trash.
Excellent. Next.
Next question.
All right. Go ahead. All right. Siobhan, your take on Joel Embiid tonight.
No reason.
All right.
Grande por gusto.
I just, more of everything that I've been feeling, everything that you said in the beginning, just big, just long, just uncontrollable. You've been that long your whole life. Learn how to use it. Just all, hey. I mean,
but for real, learn how to fucking use it.
Learn how to use it, you know? I don't know. I cannot stand him. I just can't.
All right. So we got the Bucks. I'm not really focused on the Western Conference games because I can't stay up that late. But we have the Bucks and the Nets, right? Are you guys with? I mean, they played a 1990s battle. I mean, they played the game the Heat were playing all season. You know, in the 80s and 90s, both offenses looking inept. Bruce Brown out here taking last shots, like, bro. If you,
that was embarrassing.
Oh my God,
I'm
bro.
A Hurricanes legend.
It was definitely part of the plan.
Bro,
that was the play.
He bailed them out on a lot of plays throughout the game with a little floater. But in last shot, go ahead.
Exactly. No, I was going to say, like, everyone's piling on as they should. I'm not making up for what he did. I'm just saying, don't forget that he's been helping them out the entire way through, and he's been making plays just like that at the end of the game. Like all year long. So yes, should he be taking that shot?
I feel you.
No. If anything, I think they should have called a timeout once they got the ball back because that shit was fucked up from the beginning.
Inbound play.
But here's the thing.
That inbound was all over.
But here's the thing, though.
Oh my God.
Steve Nash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
I never coached before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fraudulent MVP.
Never coached before,
shit.
Never lost.
You know what I'm telling? Like, people think that Steve Kerr shit is repeatable.
Exactly.
But like, and listen, I still think they're the best team.
Oh, I still think they're gonna win this series. But
one series,
but you can't have your coach making mistakes like that.
But the fact that they're going to win the series is a testament to what, like,
to the players.
To the players, exactly.
Yeah.
What we're talking about now is an inexperienced coach just being fucking gifted with three of the most, you know, lethal offensive weapons probably this game has ever seen before, depending on how you look at it. And yeah, they're gonna win this series. They might win the whole shit because those three are just those bad of dudes. But
they're overwhelming.
But from the coaching standpoint, you saw where
keep in mind, you look at where that Warriors team was before Steve Kerr took the job.
Yeah.
And clearly that was a good group of guys. Very clearly they had a lot of promise.
Sure.
But it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
Kyrie and KD it wasn't that, and there were adjustments that he made to that team, lineup adjustments that helped propel that team into greatness. But like, it's not exactly this.
To your point, Bryce, this is even a mature Kyrie and KD and Kevin. Like those three for Golden State, they were like that, but they were young. Like, Steve is getting these boys at, like, they've been here. They know what's up. Like, they know how, you know, what's happening.
And props to Steve Kerr. That is a smart motherfucker because you know how close he was to coaching the Knicks?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yes. But, Siobhan, that was a great point that you just made because I actually hadn't thought about that. You're so right. He's so lucky to be getting Kyrie and KD now
That's
K-Ree come through.
I love that. Their name is Kai D from now on.
We put that shit all together.
K-Ree and Kai D.
Put it on a shirt.
I had like a half good point I was going to make. The point was they were ISO players for a long time, but at least now they've learned how to play within an offense. So you're right. You're getting them at a better time now because
Have they really learned how to play within an offense?
Like, no, they are the offense.
They are the offense. They don't play within one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Musa. I don't think, listen, I don't know if Steve Nash is a good coach or not. But I, like, honestly, you've seen some things where where they're missing their two or three top guys and they still go out there and they win games. So right. I'm not saying he's a bad coach at all. But when those guys are playing, when at least two of those guys are playing, I mean – There's no set offense. There's no within an offense. But then you saw what happened, and we saw that a lot with the first iteration of the Big Three Miami Heat, right? Like, what? Moose is just laughing.
I'm reading the comments now.
we saw with the first iteration of the Big Three Miami Heat, like they didn't have an offense. They focused so much on the defense early when it came to like you saw when the Dallas Mavericks started, you know, coming back. And like, you know, you have a 15-point lead, the Dallas Mavericks cut it to 8. They didn't know what to do in the half court. They didn't know what to go.
Some of them knew what to do.
You need an offense
when one dude disappeared
the way they do.
But I don't think there's enough talk around the league of the adjustments that the Heat made after that failure in the first year. Because the roster adjustments that they made were significant. Because you look at that first roster, like, it was three guys.
It was.
That was it.
It was rough. Yeah. They had UD, but he was injured the whole year.
Right.
That injured Mike Miller.
Injured Mike Miller from the start. Yep.
Then Mike Bibby, Eric Dampierre, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Who else?
Some of those were just like
Eddie House that first year.
Yeah. Some Arroyo of those were like, can I bring my friend with me?
That was a lot to bring my friend.
That was a lot of. We were all minimum contracts.
I got my homegirl with me.
I ain't talking about the contracts. Yeah. I'm talking about the players itself. Yeah. Like, oh, you want me? Okay, I'm gonna bring my friend.
Yeah.
Well, and it's
like
rough.
When a hot girl gets her ugly friend into the club with them. It's like, can we bring Zydrunas?
Or when they like, I got somebody for you, and then you show up and you like
Amber. All this is my friend Brittany. Don't look at her. We got sister.
Right. But she just came.
As rough as the other pieces were on that roster, if LeBron weren't dog shit,
that's really it.
They win that series easily.
But see, I think that speaks to the Nets points too.
But like, the maturation process, he didn't have it. KD has it.
Right.
Dwayne empowered that man. That's a topic for another. But I think both what you just said too. Had he not disappeared, my bad, Moose. Had he not disappeared, that just talent should have been enough. To like,
but
get them.
He didn't
have it there.
No, he was completely checked out by the end. Like mentally, it was completely gone. But what I wanted to say was that at least getting to that point, for as difficult as it was for them to figure it out, they had defense from day one. Yeah. And that's something that like KD, Kyrie, James Harden, like they don't have defense from day one. They're probably like the greatest offensive players I've ever seen. But defense at the end of the day is what's going to win you championships.
Now, is there anyone here, be honest, who watched that whole game? Because I didn't. I'm going to be straight with you. I watched a good amount. Now, how?
I watched more than half.
The Brooklyn game.
Yeah.
I watched more than half.
I watched a good amount.
But how did this Nets team, who's just straight up bad on defense, how do they keep the Bucks into like 80, mid 80s?
But they
because Giannis
been bad.
Was shooting
what,
threes.
Were they that bad? Okay,
they haven't been bad on defense in the playoffs.
Like, no, but the reality was they got Giannis to be a jump shooter.
Mm. Yes,
and he took like 8 threes.
Nine, because they asked him about after the game, and they were like, "Do you think you're gonna cut back?" He's like,
"I don't know.
They're gonna drop sometimes." So.
Y'all see that four? What is happening?
Like he get like he
Does he take 10 seconds to shoot a three?
It's
for three.
That video that's been floating around arrested.
He
man
used
that
to have a jump shot when he was real young.
When he was scrawny.
When he was real young, fresh, he actually had a off the dribble.
It
he had a catch
natural.
And shoot.
Like it looked like it something fluid. You could develop.
Yep.
Bro,
you guys showed me that video and I couldn't believe it. I did not remember him ever having a fluid jump shot.
Hitchy and broke now.
The one that when he was up against Blake Griffin, Blake Griffin's like, bitch, I'm not guarding you above the free throw line. And then Blake is just like this.
At one point, Blake waved him off and turned his back.
Yeah. Everybody do nothing. Because he went like this. And Blake was like, man, go ahead.
The clip went around and said, Giannis has no bag. And he was just like,
oh my
God. Oh, that was embarrassing.
Shy, was it the high?
That shit back here. And then he backed up.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, I've seen that move that Giannis tried to put on Blake Griffin. I've seen that LA Fitness 1,000 times.
Look, I saw the retweets of that Giannis has no bag. The one I saw was, this is what it looked like on the first day of 2K when you're just trying to learn the controllers.
Oh, you gotta send me that. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, like, what do these toggles do?
How do I shoot?
Yeah, Jason Kidd definitely fuck with his shot. I mean, that is like fucking with Giannis' shot is like one of the top three crimes Jason Kidd ever committed.
What sabotage? Well,
and let's rest in peace, Jabari Parker too.
I love Jabari.
Are we really gonna blame
Jason Kidd because he has a shooting coach?
I am they because I'm here it. For the jokes.
Listen,
I don't really shit who did it.
They like, can't no, fix but it.
Like, listen,
I'm here to shit on Jason Kidd too because
I like to blame the people that are gonna get us clicks.
It's Jason Kidd's fault, but somebody named Ronnie Smith or some motherfucker out here shooting coach.
He man, ain't Jesus. He can't turn water into wine.
That's like a life coach for homeless people. Like, what are you
hire someone named Ronnie Smith to fix your jump shot? Fuck that. That's your own fault.
That's why it's different.
Ronnie Smith. Y'all remember when Keenan was talking about, not LaMelo, the other ball.
Lonzo. He was talking about his shot.
Talking about his shot. Looks like he's trying to move something on the top shelf.
Yeah, but guess who shot better this year?
Lonzo. Has gotten better.
Yeah. His shit looks a lot better.
But why is LA tell him this Tiff. Motherfucker? Tell That's him what Tiff. I don't understand. Like, where I does don't this care. Come from?
Let me tell you something. His shot looked ugly in college, but he was making everything. Yeah. Like, in college, dude,
but the difference was the closeups were slower.
Yes.
When you get to the league, if you pull from your torso,
Tiff?
Yes.
I'm gonna push back on that because ain't nobody closing out on Giannis.
Oh no, we're talking about Lonzo.
We're talking about Lonzo.
Oh,
Lonzo.
Right now.
Talking
Lonzo
right
yeah.
now.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that Lonzo has finally adjusted. Tiff, I agree with you. Lonzo has finally adjusted to that though. At least this last year.
Yeah.
That is a Bill Cartwright. That is. I don't know if y'all remember Bill Cartwright.
But Bill Cartwright made them.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Bill Cartwright used to shoot a free throw from his shoulder blade. This motherfucker.
Oh my God.
I saw that shit. I'm old enough to where I saw that. I saw that shot live.
We're doing tricep exercises.
Yeah, for real,
listen,
for real.
Listen,
that was, you know the Rafiki shit.
Yes.
Where he throws Simba. That's what Bill Cartwright used to do.
You're free.
He just shot that shit like he was just mad at slavery.
Take it back.
Take it.
Take it. Back.
I hate this shit.
Own it.
I hate segregation. He shot free throws like he was mad at Jim Crow.
Made them. That's the difference.
And
he made
did.
Them.
He made out, the, of, out of spite of the white
out of
man.
Spite.
Bill Cartwright was old as a rookie. Like, that was an original R.J. Barrett.
That's his uncle.
That's his dad.
Y'all remember how centers used to play till they were like 49?
Yes.
You had Bill Cartwright, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Robert Parrish out there filing for AARP and out there still dropping 30 and 12. Yeah. Like,
hey, it was a different game. You can be 85, but as long as you're 7 foot, you're still gonna get a couple boards and a couple buckets.
Joel Embiid can't stay upright for 32 minutes a game.
That's like
Kareem
a
was out
situation.
Here. Kareem was out here with fucking little to no cartilage in most of his joints. Still out here skyhooking motherfuckers.
Because they was built different. They
well,
built
yeah,
different.
I mean, Alf, you could score on your mailman right now.
So. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So. I love you.
Wait, Siobhan.
Know what that sweet. Sounds like a good time for? Moose at the Movies.
Moose at the Movies.
Perfect.
One man, two desires, drip, drop, and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies.
Powered by StreamBeat.
That was your best segue yet. That was a good one.
I like it.
Getting better at it. All right.
I'm working on it, Moose. I practice.
I like it. I like it. All right, so bear with me, people, because y'all know I take Moose at the Movies, powered by StreamBeat Podcast. Make sure you check us out.
What's
I take this very seriously. What's StreamBeat? Dude, that's so funny. We're that's great. It's a podcast. We're going to get you on there. Don't worry. But really, I watch whatever I'm about to review like right before the show. And thank God I do, because this movie that I'm reviewing tonight is way different than I remembered it to be. Let me take a minute to look back at a classic 80s coming-of-age tale about a young man dealing with the struggles of high school, the awkwardness of puberty, and the dangers of a full moon. Oh, that's right! Moose at the Movies is breaking down Teen Wolf, the classic 80s tale.
Oh, great basketball movie.
Let's get into it. So, folks,
The edits were rough. I'm sorry.
If you've never seen this movie, then please buckle up, because this shit is one wild and kind of racist ride.
Yes.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I saw parts of it when I was a little kid, so I thought like it was like a funny, campy film.
Did you?
Completely different viewing experience right now. The evidence is damning. So this movie was basically about how badly an average white boy wants to be black. And I'm convinced that it was made by the same coked out producers that brought us Kazam. All right, so we got a nerdy white kid and he puts on blackface. Yeah, that's gonna be good. No. How about we make him a werewolf, okay? But we never say why he's a werewolf. Like, you're never gonna explain it. Yeah, fucking good. So our main character is played by the legendary Michael J. Fox. And in no way am I I'm not canceling Alex P. Keaton, Tiff. I'm not doing it. He's literally the only good part of this film. All right, see, Marty McFly, he plays Scott Howard in this film, the average, slightly dorky high school student just looking to fit in. Yeah, exactly. There isn't anything special about him. He's on the basketball team. He's got a nice family, good grades. A witty best friend that looks like the human embodiment of a Huey Lewis in the News song. Yeah, this dude is just destined to run a future Ponzi scheme and inevitably wear a wire for the feds.
He lives in Coral Gables right now, bro.
In jail. But let me tell you something, IRS is tapping his shit. There's something shady there. All right, see, Scott is a pivotal age. His body's changing. He's feeling urges he's never felt before. Hair is growing. Everywhere. It's not just about puberty. In the middle of a high school basketball game, literally at a fucking fucking nowhere, he turns into a werewolf. And the fucking crazy thing is that nobody reacts to it. It literally 90 seconds of just nothing. It's as if nothing happened, like everyone's just okay with the situation. Nobody's scared or running away. I mean, one of the players on the court turns into a werewolf and neither coach decides to call a timeout. I understand the importance of saving your timeouts, like Spo holding on to challenges. That's basketball 101.
I would have challenged that. Like, it's not
But the coach?
But extenuating circumstances being what they are, you know, this kid is turning into a werewolf. You deserve at least a quick 20-second convo to address questions like, should we switch to a zone? The kid that just transformed into a werewolf, it looks like he can dunk. What the fuck is going on here? So this fairy tale, turning into a teen wolf makes you the coolest guy in school. And this is where I feel the shit gets racist, okay? When Scott was just an average boy, he couldn't play basketball. He couldn't get laid. He had zero swagger. Now, as a wolf, he's dunking on people, sinking fadeaway threes, dribbling like a globetrotter, has more rhythm than the school band and drumline. His clothes are cooler, and he's literally getting wolf pussy in the drama club theater. I mean, it's insane. Like, really, to hammer home the point, this is when it was like, okay, come on, guys. The only time we see a black guy in the entire movie is when he's doing this dance and, like, comes in, and he just goes like this, and then, like, gives the guy a high five, and it's like,
yep.
Hey, brother, I see you. You're cool. Like,
he co-signed him.
They make it so obvious what's going on here. Just, like, biting on the culture. Like, we get it. You watch MTV, yo, raps. I got it. Now, we fast forward about an hour into the movie because this shit was long, and I thought we were going to start at 10. And the point is, Scott is upset that people only want him to be this teen wolf. So he shows up to the championship game as his normal self, and everyone's like, no, we know what white Scott plays like. Give us the wolf, okay? But he refuses, and he sinks the game-winning free throws as white Scott. Because, like I said, this movie's racist. And instead of letting the black man have the glory, they let white Scott be the hero. I gotta be honest, this movie's super fucked up. I still don't understand how being a werewolf makes you a better basketball player. So does that mean that Michael Jackson could have crossed someone over on, like, AI on the set of Thriller? Because even more fucked up is how there's an entire town focusing on basketball instead of a teenage boy becoming a werewolf. So here's my PSA to the world. If you are someone you know is a teen monster, learn how to throw a curveball and go join their fucking high school team, because apparently they're gonna love you. I give this movie 2 drip drops, but 9 rails of that producer's cocaine. Brass, take me out! Woo! There you go. Wow.
I'm gonna challenge you on that, Moose. Teen Wolf is a classic. Nothing racist about it. That black guy at the dance was giving he was giving him the ghetto pass.
What's up? What's up, werewolf? Like, okay, we get it. Yeah. It's fine. The only opposing basketball teams. Like, there were no
black people on the opposing basketball team.
Nobody.
They were like a couple, but none of them had a proper fade. It was so weird. You could tell they were in the Midwest. Like, nobody had a proper fade in 1984. Like, there's no barbers out there. You're right. No. It wasn't racist. I'm not that I think about it.
It was.
Hold up. Stop.
Not
for a
at
second.
All. What
just,
I remember.
Hi. Let me just reach through here and grab Alf's neck real quick.
Do it.
Oh.
Yank him.
Alf, you know good and well in hell your ass don't know shit about the Midwest.
Listen,
you always stay coming. You don't know a day. If you say Chicago one more fucking time, that's not just
Chicago.
The good. I'm just beating you to the punch. That is not the.
That shit was outside Chicago.
I love it.
But you know that was like Peoria or some shit. Like,
oh my god, Alf, I lived in Peoria.
Hey, Moose.
How many black barbershops are in Peoria?
There's a lot of black people in Peoria, Alf.
Okay, maybe.
Moose lives in Drip Drop.
Town has no black people in it. Salt Lake City? That shit was in Salt Lake City. Like, there was no black people on either fucking varsity basketball team.
You forget I'm from the Midwest. You like to take your shots.
Do you guys remember the way the motherfuckers were dribbling in that movie?
Like Stanley?
Like Stanley.
Yeah.
That's upstate, but that's upstate New York.
Hit it with that drip. Hit it with that.
Put the hand out.
Hit it with them dribbles.
Michael was pissed.
Michael said, like, I get first pick. I got Stanley. I got the black guy. When Stanley showed up in his windbreaker,
he was like, oh, yep, that's it. I know it.
What are we
playing?
Basketball? Know who I'm taking.
Got it.
Nah, man. Listen. Okay, I'm sorry, Tiff. Maybe they weren't in the Midwest. Maybe they were like Montana somewhere. But those dudes, there were like three, there were like two or three black dudes in the whole movie. Not a single one of them had a fucking proper taper. There were no fades going on. This is the 80s. Like, nobody had no shit high and tight. There was nothing going on.
In the bread basket, you expected them to?
But Tiff telling me I'm wrong.
What? My bad. Tiff.
See, it ain't just me.
But I don't.
Wait, how do I? Wait, just, which way is
exactly brass? Exactly brass. This way. Just a lot of people just throwing around assumptions up here.
Fair, I'll take it. But
I'm giving it.
You want to know where my assumption comes from? Dwayne Wade played his entire career in Miami. His shit was tight at all times. That motherfucker went to Chicago and then Cleveland. Motherfucker, his taper was fucked.
That's true.
He's
had the same hair person for a long time.
Like Pat Beverly, but Pat Beverly.
Exactly. And Chicago ain't claiming Pat Beverly right now. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
He started looking real gray, and he got gray. He just felt like smog. He did.
Did he get real gray, or did that motherfucker get real old?
He came back to Miami, had cornrows again.
And I hate those cornrows.
Literally, like, I'm not even.
And those weren't cornrows. Them shits was just rough. It was rough. It wasn't rough. It was rough. Just.
That's what you get right before you put the lace front in.
He had the bass.
You hear that, brass? You got
I
that?
Know exactly what they're talking about.
Just
what was that, brass?
Controversial.
Got
nothing worse than the Paul George doo-doo braids that he got.
It's the pattern and then the rest of the braid.
But it's like, why is there so much hair everywhere? Like, there's so much non-braided hair.
Is there?
Yes.
With the same
like,
Paul George?
He got like
his
3 inches.
Oh, his front. Because he won't let them cut it.
He's got bangs.
That's the like don't rip out my edges buffer. Yeah. At the front.
But he won't. But he won't let them cut it.
Defrost the tips.
Well, that Tiff, you know what that is. We used to call that Usher tape. Cause y'all remember when Usher first came out,
all the way down here.
And his eyebrows. If he fucking got surprised, his eyebrows get stuck to his hairline.
He got the mo.
And it was like, no, bro, you gotta take that back a little bit. You know what I mean? Like just take it back a touch. But you out here getting braids, and you sitting here, you doing your edges, bro. Like Paul George out here with edge control. Like, what are you doing?
That's what it takes. You got to do it now.
He might need a little scoop every now and then.
I know what he's using. Oh, that Oregon shit. Like, you know, he's out here getting them baby hairs down. Just shave that shit off. You look like an idiot.
Hey, Moose. Hey, Brass.
Hey, Brass.
Hey, Buds. How you doing?
How's it going, sister?
I too go to a barber.
Hey, say that K word for me, Moose.
What?
Oh, what?
What K word? What?
The K word.
K word.
Y'all want to know something funny?
I still refuse to say it.
My fiance doesn't know who. My fiance doesn't know who Trae Young is. Has never seen him before in her life. Today we're watching the game. She's like, "Is that the hairy lollipop dude?"
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, is that the Gerber baby?
She's like, "Why?" She's like, "Why is he doing that? Like, what?
Why is he doing that?"
She's like, "It's thick here, and it's thick here, but it's here." I was like, babe, that's why we out here clowning this dude.
My roommate wanted to take a sponge brush to the top real bad.
Oh, and do the rub?
Wanted them to get little circular sponge brushes.
No, you can't. Sponge don't do nothing to that. Sponge ain't made for
that. It's not meant to catch that. It's just going to stay there.
It's just going to make it spiky, and then we're really going to look fucked up.
I may need a tennis racket. Just...
He's going to look like my man from You Got Served with the spike.
Yes.
Moose from You Got Served. You've seen that, right?
No, yeah. It's next Moose at the Movie.
Okay, hilarious.
Good. Oh, my God.
Totally
I'm sorry.
Relatable.
Yeah. No. That's the one where he gets served.
Oh, yes.
It's a law thing.
And then he says it. He says, "You got served."
Oh, yeah.
Siobhan.
I'm just tired of these dudes with these bank accounts with these terrible fucking terrible hairlines and shit. Like,
stop blaming the Midwest.
No, I say, ever since I saw what happened to Dwayne, I decided there are no good barbers anywhere. You know, with you know, if you can't get to the ocean within 30, 45 minutes, there are no good barbers around. Because I remember when I lived in Atlanta, it was hell trying to get a decent barber.
But you would think in like Atlanta,
right? No. Hotlanta.
No. You go to a barbershop, you be like, "Hey, brother, let me get a little Caesar." A Caesar? Be, yes, a Caesar. What's a Caesar? I'm like, no, I got to go.
Moose, you've been to a Little Caesars, haven't you?
Love Little Caesars.
Oh, my God. Pizza.
The hot and ready's so are good. So delicious. Yes. I was going to say, Brass, isn't it annoying when you run out of gel and you can't just like run it straight through your combed hair? Like just.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. I get all frizzy.
You guys out here bragging. Just out here bragging. Okay.
I put a little gel. I put before.
Getting a haircut tomorrow because my natural curls are just.
You guys out here bragging. You got that good hair. Fuck y'all.
I'm not going to start because you know what? I'm going to leave it alone.
Just throw it away.
One of these niggas made a behind the head pass to somebody in the corner today. That's what I'm gonna do.
Did they really?
Yes. I don't know who it was. Or who
it was Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons did that shit.
Hey,
the funny
I don't know
thing
what
is Ben Simmons was shooting.
He wasn't shooting. I mean, he was going to the hole. And
he was no. He thought that was a shot. He was like, and then and being caught. He was like, yeah, I meant to do that.
Smeathan, you see what Smeathan said about Moose? Brass, you see that?
See? Yeah.
Oh, Moose.
My natural curls. Yeah.
What's your pattern like?
Are you one B?
It's definitely a 1B.
4C or a curly corly kinky.
I'm
in my bag. Y'all know this is what I do for a living. So.
Look, Carter Leon Alpha. Is sponsored by LSO.
Go.
Siobhan, Alpha's out here like.
Come on.
Oh, I'm in my bag now.
Oh, yeah, come on. I heard argan oil.
Oh, y'all know what I know what I'm doing. This is what I do for a living.
Give me the wind up.
Y'all want to talk, you know, wash and go? What y'all want to talk about?
Yes, wash and go. Come on, braid out.
Little braid out, little LOC, LCO. It depends on how you want to do it.
Oh, limited liability corporation. I'm braid.
Yes, no.
There you go.
You know, however you want. I know all the terms. I can put y'all in the right direction on YouTube for the influencers.
For Rossi.
Get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? I need to fucking holler my boy Trey. That motherfucker need a wash and go ASAP.
It's gone.
Wash and go bald with your fucking bald ass.
We gotta bring him in on the offseason and have a makeover.
Right? Oh, that would be great.
The makeover is just shave that bullshit off your head, my nigga. What are you
doing? But he not
but
the
do
only
you really
one.
Think he would look better bald?
Bam needs to shave the shit,
he's...
too. I don't Bam. Like Bam.
Bam
Morty.
LeBron. It's a lot Bam, of them Bam. That need to just let it go.
Yeah.
Who else?
LeBron.
Back in my day.
Also, LeBron's got the beard is getting a little too
That's
bad.
Too like, much. Yeah,
it's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
He's getting fat faced.
He got a whole Bob Ross painting back there. That shit looks horrible.
An original.
An original. Let me just let me put a spot right here.
A first edition.
And here we're just gonna fill in the gap with a little nice brown.
Moose.
Just get, gently get it.
Maybe that spray paint hair shit.
Yeah, look at the way it's setting in.
Brian M says something very important. KD shaved his fucking head.
Oh my god.
Big I mean, Big, that's a good one. That's, bro, yeah.
Why he got a head full of BBs?
That taco meat. Why you got taco meat on your head? You a millionaire, man.
I'll say this right now. If the Nets don't win this year, he comes back next season with a bald head.
You think so?
No, because he ain't learned his lesson from last year.
I think that's his thing. Yeah, but he wasn't playing last time. He wasn't playing last time.
He ain't gonna let it go.
You talk about a bank account. Why are you that peasy? Seat player.
Yeah, I mean, we
how you let all that money your shit look like that?
We do make fun of Trey's hair all the time. Meanwhile, like KD's hair looks like Trey's pubes.
That's a different color, though. I don't know.
Take me out.
Brass.
Take me out.
Yeah, like, why did you let it linger?
Take me out, yeah.
That was too late now.
No, that shit do look now.
Like, it do look like some taco meat chest hair.
I meant
it's
it.
Definitely Dwayne Denny's chest hair.
It does. No, okay. All right. That's so I'm going to say something. And some people brought this up in the chat because I was watching the highlights of my man, my main man, you know, to my heart. 305 till I die. Udonis Haslam.
I know. I saw it in the chat. Don't say
his hair thin.
I missed it.
Thin. The bitch got bullet holes in his shit. It don't make no sense. He got an afro and there's whole shits. There's I can just see skin. Like, I don't know what happened there. Like, I don't know. He got hit with something and the hair don't grow back, but he used to have braids. Like, I don't know what's did you go back? I don't know.
Come on, you two. Come this on, shit, you two.
This shit ain't right. what he looked like? Remember when Martin got beat the fuck up by Tommy Hearns?
Tommy Hearns.
Ooh, fantastic episode. Yes.
First of all, listen, let me tell you something. I'm gonna switch over to LSO real quick. There is a if you wanna talk about a show that you need to review for this for what we do here, this is it.
That's Kenny Smith. Regular straight to the board.
There's an episode
baby
of Martin.
The
When they play against the women's Olympic team, yes. Air Gordon. I need you to break that shit down. Please, no, you do not come back for no moves at the movies without an episode breakdown of that shit. It's one Let's of the greatest episodes of all time.
I am down. I love Martin. Let's do it. I'm going to hit you one time with a drip drop.
I ain't got no drink left.
I just wanted a drink.
I did too. Thanks, Moose.
I got no drink left.
Done.
I'm fucked up, y'all.
I'm on my way, but it's fun.
I'm out of alcohol.
Yes, I'm really digging that shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you guys see those pictures of Kendrick and Tyler, Tiff, the pictures you sent me?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, yes. I saw both of them.
How'd that make you feel?
Looking like black and white shadow.
Wait, what?
Looking Wait, what are you
talking about?
What was this?
God damn.
Kendrick and Tyler.
Why y'all send that shit to me on Twitter?
Now, I will say that I think Kendrick looked better than Tyler, but that tends to happen. I don't
Especially in that Miami sun, you know.
I didn't see this.
Hold on.
Tyler ain't got no tan yet?
No.
All right, I sent it to the group chat.
That's that Milwaukee skin.
No tan, but let me tell you something.
Don't talk about the Midwest.
Oh, right? Oh.
I can do it. Like, I can do black jokes. I can do Midwest jokes.
Come on,
that
pride jokes.
Look like Tyler.
I can do pride jokes.
Like Kendrick.
Hello.
Damn.
I said Kendrick look like Norris Cole.
Yeah, shit.
Kendrick looked like the sun set in his fucking lap.
He looked ashy. You gotta put some lotion on, baby.
He's sitting in laps now.
Yo, I don't even. Did we? I'm not even sure we talked about this. And I just want to touch on it for a second.
Touch it.
But I'm gonna
crazy.
Touch it. Both hands.
Hey, congratulations.
Some of the fuckers out there are some weirdos on Twitter talking about Tyler and his girl and their oh. and their future child.
It's,
and
like, yeah, they need to leave that
it's
alone.
It's uncomfortable. It's too much. What are you doing?
It's fucking pathetic. It's really it's really dumb. It's really lame. And I hate that people clump the. Sorry to get serious for a second. I hate how
But do it. It needs to be. It needs to be
like,
said.
Like the Tyler shit. Like, you know, us saying like, eh, we'd rather we don't. I think as a whole on this show, we're not. It's not that we're anti-Tyler. Maybe we're just like, hey, listen, maybe
we want to win.
Perhaps you want to move him for something else. That's all. He could be good.
Nothing
but like,
personal,
there's a huge disconnect
like
between that and talking about, hey, you know, his kid, his future child is going to be stupid. Like,
yeah,
right.
Fuck
yeah.
you.
It's too much. Yeah.
Like, fuck you forever. Like, you're a fucking asshole.
From Brad a bunch said, of different angles.
Forever.
And exactly. there's so many people that are doing that out there. I'm just like, why? You could just not tweet
what do you,
that.
But Brash, what do you mean why?
Right, right.
We know where it come from. And this is my biggest problem with the whole fucking thing.
It's put the LSO layered. Podcast it's thing back. Come layered. On, let's go.
Put it back. It's super layered, actually.
So real quick, there's none.
It is, yeah.
It's very layered.
He out here looking like Thurston Howell.
The Tyler one, he's trying too much. And bro, shave that. I mean, like, congratulations. You got your first little milk mustache. That's fantastic. Get that fucking shit off there. Come on.
But okay, but we know where it comes from. First of all, there's the jealousy aspect of it, right?
Yes.
There's a jealousy aspect of it. There's a lot of dudes out here talking shit about Tyler. Oh, he got a hoe pregnant. Oh, look, he got that slut pregnant. Listen, bro, and Chef Trilly said it best. If I was 20 years old in Miami and I could nut Instagram models, I would be doing the shit too.
Oh my God, I'd be the first person I call.
Listen, you out here Chef mad Trilly. And you just mad and you jealous and you hate your fucking lot in life. And like that shit just emanates from your soul. It's coming out your pores. The hate is just, it's gross. Like that's the first fucking part of it. And then let's talk about the fact that we hate women. Like, we do this shit all the fucking time.
I don't.
Like, not too mean. But overall, we
I'm
hate
you one time with a jury draft.
but we do this all the time. Our favorite player has a slump. Oh, it must be that. It must be that chick he fucking with.
That bitch he with.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, we know where it comes from. It comes from an area of misogyny. It's a lot of incel fucking feeling bullshit going on with it.
No,
and
you're
listen,
absolutely right.
And then, like, and then we can talk about Katya, whatever her name is, her views on vaccines and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We can talk about that. But once you start extrapolating that out into the intelligence of her child or the intelligence of Tyler Hero to get her pregnant or her motives behind getting pregnant, like, stop.
Yeah.
You over here, fat in your mother's basement with two baby mamas. Can't pay child support. Stop talking shit about somebody
else. Don't be throwing stones when you're sitting in a fucking
Get
gaming
your
chair.
Thank you. With you and your gaming chair talking about
puffs around you. Just tighten away.
I never fall for that shit. You got nobody. You shit dry as fuck.
Listen, you wish you could drip drop.
You don't want Pornhub the fuck out.
You wish that drip would drop.
It's true, though. It's true.
See, and then it's even a one more layer deeper. Like, the way that why people view Tyler and the way that people find him, you know, likable and where that whole mystique and culture and where he gets all that from. And then why y'all just assume that his kid's going to be dumb because you assume him with coolness, with he's white, but he has swag. He's black enough, but he's white. Like, all it's super layered and it's disgusting. Why y'all think Katya is just idiot because she's beautiful? This whole bimbo complex that a bunch of y'all have.
Yeah.
It's really, really gross.
What makes you think that Katya is so fucking dumb? Let's be honest. She's making shit off her, like, her own business. Like, she's got everything. Like, it's just. Really? It's people being insecure and hating themselves and taking them out in the most disgusting and uncalled for way. Like, be a fucking man. Be a fucking person and just respect somebody. Like, this has nothing to do with you.
Here's the thing. And that's a big moose. You just said it.
Yeah.
Mind your own fucking business.
What the fuck does this have to do with you and your life?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And what does it have to do with basketball?
You exactly. Are here. Stick to basketball.
Are you out here? You out here saying, "Oh, he fucking up because of this. He fucking up because of that." We make the fucking cereal jokes, that shit, and whatnot. Right. Like when y'all go out and this personal shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you are just showing how fucking insecure and just how shitty your own life is. That you out here worried about the next man. Like, listen, Jay-Z said it. What you eat don't make me shit.
Don't. Does not.
Like.
And the follow-up.
All the way. But the rest. That's what, like, I just don't. Like, I don't even get, like, why we get so involved in players' personal lives. Like, I can give a fuck who they're dating. Like the disgusting shit we saw when Bam was sitting next to this a woman.
That's what these people look like.
Right. Yes.
This and that's exactly like, it. Some of these motherfuckers in person. Y'all look like this in person.
Anybody with a Twitter avi that's not a real person or like a real picture of them, that fucking guy right there.
No, this guy is saying right now, "Oh, Tyler's a duck for getting caught. You're pregnant. I'd never get a whole pregnant.
I never.
Meanwhile, he's liking all of Katya's Instagram pictures.
You could not. Is what
you haven't seen your you haven't seen your penis since 2008. Shut the fuck up.
He's wearing that wrist thing because his wrist is
carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel ass niggas. Go somewhere.
It hurts, you know, from moving the mouse, clicking.
Go somewhere. Tyler Hero should not be a starting point guard, but I'm super happy for that man and all that.
Right.
But it's like, but y'all remember that fucking thing? Schmeathan says, "It's okay to joke about whether or not Tyler's arms are long enough to securely hold the baby, but the rest is too far." Yes.
That's funny.
That's a basketball.
I'll allow it. That's a funny joke.
That's funny.
That's good. Like, to me, it's like, and honestly, it's.
But that's
like,
where we draw the line.
Yes.
That's as far as we'll go.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. But it no that too like the thing they did with that woman that was seen with Bam was disgusting.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah.
Y'all don't know if that's his homegirl. Y'all don't know what that. Just shut the fuck up.
And it don't matter who that it is.
Some random girl that was there.
It don't matter who it is.
Exactly.
It don't matter. It does not matter. Listen. Why can't we just accept the fact that sometimes they don't play fucking well?
They're just not playing well. They're not good at this day.
It don't have nothing to do with nobody. It's them.
Thank you. With Bam, it's not the girl. It's the haircut.
Exactly. It's the Morty.
It's the Morty.
But like in the WNBA, dude, like, "Oh, she out here fucking this slut ass nigga. That's why."
Now listen.
I mean, listen.
Oh, look who she with. He's for everybody. We know who he is. You know what I'm saying? He belongs to the streets.
You're talking about the W. That's a different monster.
That's why her jumper broke, because he's in the streets all day. She fucking Future.
Oh,
listen, fuck Future.
You got that one, Brass? You got that
other Brass? Yep.
Future. Back to the future.
Back to the future.
It's your kids, Marty. Tyler, it's your kid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.